Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today for the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I'd like to share a message with you that I've entitled, Taking Hold of the Scarlet Thread. But before we go into the Word of the Lord, we're going to be reading from the second chapter of the book of Joshua. I'd just like to open the broadcast in prayer. Father, we thank You for the privilege we have, the freedoms You have given us in this nation to be able to worship You freely, to gather together, to be able to avail ourselves of Christian resources through radio and television, through bookstores. Father, You have been so good to us as a nation. And we don't count it lightly, Lord. We thank You for all the blessings that You have given us. And Father, we pray that in the days ahead, we'll have greater and greater appreciation for what You have done, not only in our personal lives, but in our nation. And Father, I do pray for those who have had difficulties in their day, Lord, the trials, the testings, the battles, the problems with loved ones, the situations at work. Lord, I'm asking for Your intervention. Lord, You will bear Your holy arm in their behalf. Father, that they would sense Your presence. They would experience the ministering angels of the Lord around them who are given by You to minister to the heirs of salvation. Father, I pray for spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, and circumstantial needs. Lord, it is Your will to supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. The work that Jesus did through His death and resurrection accomplished everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. Jesus paid it all. Father, there's nothing that He overlooked that You overlooked, and our salvation is complete and full. So, Father, we will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, and thank You that You are a personal God who hears and answers prayer. Now, bless us, Lord, as we draw close to You, as we spend time in Your Word, as You draw application and significance from the pages of Your Word to our personal daily lives. Lord, Your Word is established in the heavens. Your Word is beautiful. But Father, unless we make it personal, unless we not only just hear the Word, but apply it to our lives, Lord, it doesn't bring forth fruit. And that's our desire, Lord, that we would walk before You unto all pleasing, and that we would be very fruitful in our lives, and that we would increase in the knowledge of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayer. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we give You honor and glory for answering our heart's cry, even as we've prayed right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to share about taking hold of the scarlet thread, and to find out in the scriptures that reference about the scarlet thread, let's go to the book of Joshua, and I'm going to read the first 20 verses of that chapter, so we can have a setting of what was occurring in the lives of the people of Israel. You perhaps will remember Moses had just died, and his servant, Joshua, the son of Nun, had been anointed. He had been his minister while he was alive. And he speaks to Joshua, the Lord does, in the opening chapter, chapter 1, and commissions him to be strong and very courageous. And then they proceed to obey the Lord, to go into that promised land. And in chapter 2, verse 1, The word says, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. It was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country.' And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were.' And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan under the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, 'I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man, because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath.'" Amazing statement, isn't it, from a heathen woman who didn't know the God of Israel. "Now therefore," she continues, "I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shewed you kindness, that ye will also shew kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother, my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." And the men answered her, "Our life for yours. If ye utter not, this is our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, "Get you to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way." And the men said unto her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then will we be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According to your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Well, I've read quite a bit of scripture, but that is the full account of what happened, the dramatic events that preceded the taking of that first city of Canaan, the city of Jericho, a strongly fortified city. Now, just by way of review, what do we see? We see Rahab was a harlot. She was living on top of the walls of Jericho, and she was visited by two spies, which Joshua, the leader of the army of Israel, had sent to spy secretly, even to spy out Jericho. And the children of Israel were about ready to enter into the land of Canaan. And Joshua, before that happened, had commanded these two spies to see what conditions they would face in the days ahead. The king of Jericho sent word to Rahab to bring the two spies to him, because they were sent into the country to spy out the land because they saw them as enemies. And when the time had come, for the two spies to be killed, instead of turning them over to the king and the people, Rahab hid the two spies on the top of her roof, covered them with stalks of flax until they were completely hid. After the enemy had left, Rahab let the two spies down over the wall with a cord, where they escaped. Rahab asked the two spies to spare her whole household. Beloved, this is so rich in spiritual significance for us. And when she did that, the two spies told her that if she would keep silent about their presence and their business, that they would deal kindly with her. She let them down by a cord through the window because her house was upon the town wall and she dwelt on top of the wall. And these two spies gave her notice that if she would let that scarlet thread hang out over the wall, when they came back, they would spare her entire household. Everyone in her household would be saved by that scarlet thread. Beloved, as we look into the Word of God, we see a beautiful sight, a glorious panoramic view of God's love and mercy stretching throughout the ages, from century to century, His love and His kindness reaching out to mankind. We can see a scarlet thread running from the book of Genesis through the book of Revelation. We can see that scarlet thread running right from Eden, the very beginning in Genesis, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We can see that scarlet thread running right from eternal death to eternal life. Praise God. Well, my time has flown and we're just setting the stage for an understanding of what God wants to show us in this beautiful passage of Scripture. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I will not bring it to a close without extending to you an invitation, as I always do, to write and share your prayer requests. God is answering prayer in wonderful ways. I thank the Lord for the many inmates that are writing. It's really a blessing to be able to minister to them that are behind prison doors and walls. And so even if you may not be in a physical prison, all of us have been in prisons of some kind. And as Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to set the captive free, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So Jesus is in the business of loosing people. I invite you to write the announcement. We'll give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,